between the program to squander the rules in their uniform and so far as economic problems. The Crown is doing a concern, and then the last one would refer to specifically saying to the period office, which is Office of Sex and Women, which is their program, and the portfolio committee on social development also leading to an active engagement and active relation in the economy. And noted previously, we had delegation from both Portfolio Committee on the Women in the Presidency and the Portfolio Committee on the Rural Development and Land Law. We were also accompanied by officials from the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, both from the delegation system as well as the provincial department. We had officials from the district, as well as the beneficiaries from the four farms listed, as well as Mission for Gender Equality. And on the last of our oversight visit, we have also met and engaged officials from members of the National Young Women Support Center. So we started off on the oversight visit at the Rohara Innovation Scheme. And the committee dealt with two of those issues, namely land terms on the Rohara Innovation Scheme and the decapitalization of innovation scheme. So the first 5.1 basically gives an overview of the local community plan. At the same time, the two villages would like from the second street of local flex and irrigation scheme in November 98. And the plan concerned different lakes, rules and a plan for installation of land rights, state owned land, namely the local irrigation scheme. And then in fact, what we've outlined is settlement packages. Incurred two phases. Phase one covers the financial compensation of land loss and loss of residential land. And that the overall amount came to $144 million, which is paid to in lieu of financial compensation for phase one. And in terms of phase two, which covers the installation and development component of arable grazing land loss as a result of the development of the scheme in 1972. Land earmark for installation, portions of the irrigation scheme. 5.2 looks at the revitalization of the action scheme and provides us with a bit of background in terms of which district is located, which is in the Kirkland district in the municipality of Ikei province, established in 1962, and provided jobs to a number of people. In terms of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform was involved in the revitalization scheme. And amount of $20 million was approved in October 2011 to the RADT funding. And as the Intermediate Asian Administrator, in 2014-15, the Rural Infrastructure Director took over the project in an amount of $58 million allocated to the project and transferred to the Eastern Cape Rural Development Agency for implementation. He also led a number of milestones. The importance of the scheme is to give members an idea of how the scheme was put together, why it was put together, and the money allocated and the intention. In terms of achievements noted and the 5.3, the Amadeo strategic partner for the dairy farm has run a cow, currently we have 1,200 cows. The dairy farm is selling the product near farmer land, which is selling milk to local sellers at the discount and therefore supporting entrepreneurship. Has been able to obtain 5 billion years of assessing increases in the business, which is part of the capital system. In terms of the challenges identified, in terms of copies of entails, it was clear from the report of beneficiaries that in the deep community consists of complaints, one group led by the chairperson of the CPA, which is tolerating registration. This group is against any development of the land pending finalization of claims. The other group support development at the idea that every part in offer. We also lead to that transparency of the commission to facilitate resolution of the land claim. The sum of the members of the CTA leads to the involvement of the Kisani municipality. And as a result, CTA decided to instruct a lawyer for legal advice and so lead to communication. And some members of the land obtained community also lead that the idea of instructing lawyers was not supported by the majority of villages, at least 710 villages. And at the oversight of this, we actually had engaged in some members of the community around that particular issue. Thirdly, the slow period of structures that evolved in the land plan. The plan was launched in November 1998. what was required for people. Unfortunately, saying they were promised to free the land in June, during the 38th part of the Commemoration of the Native Lands Act of 1930, and financial compensation of 144 million had not yet paid. Furthermore, the process of land reclamation is on hold waiting for finalization of the survey. In terms of the CTA, which was illegal, what is currently referred to as the CTA was not legally constituted in terms of the CTA Act, and therefore not registered. And that also emanated from the discussion we had with stakeholders. Poor monitoring of strategic partners. The difficulty with the monitoring of strategic partners as the original clear guidelines reporting between the district municipality, the top team, mutual office of the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, as well as the provincial partnership. So that didn't cover the drop by delegation scheme. Yet also the delegation was split in two, so some of our meetings at the Kali farming community. And that particular farm has a hectare of 761 and found in the Kanji local municipality in the 2016. It was disposed of the Department of Land Affairs in 2005 at a cost of 62,850. The livestock production was mainly one kind of study owned by our Quaker family, and the farm was registered as the Kali Farm CC in 2006. So the department approved funding for 05 million, the recapitalization and development of the farm. The recap funding was infrastructure development, acquisition of machinery, equipment, production inputs, and more quality stock. The department also appointed a man who specializes in breeding of one color. He's also the chairperson of the Eastern Cape Breeders Society. And like I mentioned before, we looked at the achievements and even followed up the challenges. So we engaged the beneficiaries with the committee, with the beneficiaries in section noting the committee observed the following successes. Since the recap funding, the farm has been able to add $8 million in seed stock from 80 cows to over 200, able to purchase taxes, wool storage, seed food and equipment. And 31 one-star high school support and 3 one-star walls. The farm also bought semen and stores for breeding purposes. Services is invested in infrastructure developments such as windmill cylinder repairs, wooden shed, soil construction and repair fences. And also allocated cost of labor in accordance with technical determination of the base structural energy. So in terms of production and sustainability of the farm is managed by young, knowledgeable farmers. And as indicated, we show that it's a creation of the book SA and the society as well. They bought two high quality Boston bulls of value of 80,000 and 100,000 respectively. And these bulls were nominated to showcase at the land for agricultural trade at Woodhall, Seashell, and the Seashell province in May 2016. So they're just looking at the challenge specifically for this farm. The farm is a carry capacity. And to these times, and that compelling the Kali farm to city to these times, and it has affected the ability to grow the business. At the time of the visit, some cattle have contracted a disease, which is from 4 contagious abortions on the farmer's quarantine. This affected the farm's cash flow because they could not sell livestock and breeding, and this obviously impacted the affordability of the farm. The farm did not have an electricity connection, an internet connectivity, which is considered to link up to Sidebook SA, bearing in mind that Sidebook SA Association, for which this farmer belongs to, managed to rely on the use of cell phone internet connectivity in the town by suspecting the amount of time taken to register the U.S. and other reporting requirements. So I think the issue of the Kali farmer is that the young farmer show lots of promise, but the issue of electricity is keeping the impact on its core business. In terms of the visit to Lindmark Farm, it's also part of the LEAPAC and development program in the Eastern Cape. The leader of the delegation outlined the purpose of the visit. Project officer has indicated that it's a 56 sector farm. The Department of Land in 1999 purchased the farm 80,000 for 4 Uber family members, which is at the time 3 males and 1 female. It's operated under the Lindmark CC focused on crop and vegetable production. with a project qualifying for 54,000 settlement land acquisition grant design. The land bank approved 15,000 with the purchase of farm. They'll be servicing servicing on the farm on the basis currently at 36,000. In 2000, the Kuba family registered a total operation business and landed Lindmark Farming. So the department approved 1.9 for recapitalization development of the farm, and 60,000 is approved for maintenance subsidy this year. The main purpose of the recap biology incubation at Lindmark was to develop infrastructure, acquire machinery and production input, and also enable CCs the farm to generate income for the purpose of servicing the land bank loan. In addition, the aim was to also move on production, such as farming, to producing for commercial purposes. The last transfer or lunchtime was appointed in 67,000, which was transferred in September 2013, and that was used for the purchase of machinery, equipment, such as tractor, trailer, and so forth. Funds were also used for the installation of an 11-hectare irrigation and erecting a street, and for the farmer generation, the mentorship fees, again, electricity, water carriage, cultivation inputs, and the diesel. The project manager of the farm indicated that key family members were also the beneficiaries, worked at the farm, and the fourth beneficiary was a family member that died, and the intention was to employ another female family member, which is a beneficiary. Several workers were also employed. The project was started at the four markets in London and has permitted that in four markets. So the farm owner or the beneficiary indicated that they would like to install a trolley system in order to reduce electricity costs. In addition, the farmers received a plan to keep farming to control crops and crops is limiting given the adverse weather conditions in that area to control the crops. So some of the key challenges highlighted by the beneficiary was the repayment of the loan to that bank, the challenge because the proper yield is not enough to settle the loan in a short period. So the money that generates actually ends up just paying back the loan. Transport costs are exorbitant, and fees are purchased quite a distance from farmers' contributions to safety expenditure, and then the issue of the highest electricity is also a challenge that the project needs more money on its electricity. In fact, global warming costs crop production is also quite a major concern, and that weather conditions is quite a chance for growing crops to yield and to harvest. So in terms of successes, the members commended beneficiaries for development, notes and farms, and the willingness to continue to grow the business as well as involve in the local community, and include field work in sale of produce at local markets. The next visit was to Tillendale Farm. So the farm was purchased in 2011 by the department for $4.8 million and leased to Songwriting South Primary Agricultural Offices. The lease agreement for 50 years, of which 5 years will be an application fee. And again, the main purpose of the RAB intervention was infrastructure development, machinery purchase for implements, production of livestock and inputs, and also to grow farmers from small scale to commercial farming. So the hectare is over 97,000 and it's used for livestock and range sheep cattle as well as crop production. The department approved the release of 1.2 million for recap on the farm on the 13th September 2014. The project has spent almost all the funds and has a balance of 89,000 used for mentorship, labor, diesel, or electricity. And again, the issue of electricity has come up. The two budgets are spent on achieving and equipment, such as tractor plant, fencing, minerals, mentorship team, and salary. The farm currently has one male and four female beneficiaries. In addition, there are 8 temporary farm workers and 4 guests at the time of visiting. The project intends to give employees 10% of the profits from production and has to pay about $1,700 per month. So in terms of the challenges that's just put in the farm, again, the project spent more money in electricity, due to the high rate from electricity, and the more funding was required to develop more vegetable farming. And the funding that is beautiful in here is with the CEFC, the damage impact of the viability and growth of the farm. And yes, the farm beneficiary indicated if the money is only given for a year, it's easy, it's difficult to think of crop production and In terms of statistics, the domestic media dimension performs usually by women, that employ women, and as well as the procedure that we're seeing, which is proper change. They appreciate the fact that the mentors involved 2 years in the class after remuneration, and they're eager to continue to support even after the 1 year contract is sponsored to buy. We're in Jim, this is the lodging office in Queenstown. And that particular office sites serving 9 eating faculties, 1 is in London and 10 is in Queenstown. So we went to the Queenstown. And a mobile unit was also launched on May 2015 and scheduled to be a heat contact 2 months at the shared pay in the end of 3 months, the patient basis. What we have in Table 1 is just an outline of the various centers and the number of Planes Lodge, and we can see in terms of Planes Lodge, Queenstown is at the third highest level, which is just over 3,000 and 4,000. So the total number of Planes Lodge is in the first process, which is up to 1998. 17,567, and there was 910 outstanding, and 303 of these have not been research. Claimed by a woman or female in a household amounts to 36,000. 91 outlines the lodging office and the process. I think of importance now to the challenges which I identified in 9.2. So while claims have been formed in mobile units that's in different areas to sustain some claims, they still travel from far to large claims. And what is attached to some of these responses is that there is a need that claims large directly in offices are usually treatments and dealt with freely. So therefore, quite mobile units are unable to travel to other consignments in London. Claims are usually insisting on financial competence such as settlement as the third option. Site information schedule them of written development basis provided by the partner. The lodging of claims by lawyers obviously acts unnecessary cost of clients in terms of legal clients of and are quite demanding to lodge claims on behalf of communities without consent and a high cost turnout to lodging office due to pressure of the work. After this is sort of the last point, what has was officially noted to the committee members at the time that for people who had come to office and had secure challenges, they found it quite hard to explain why they were delayed and claims were often done to the end of the office. In terms of team, had a meeting with the portfolio committee on social development in the Eden Sector of the future. The committee had specific issues. Outline the purpose of the House Committee was the Chief of the providing an overview of the role for the Portfolio Committee of Social Development in the Eastern Cape and the specific issues addressed by the committee and challenges faced by the new province. In terms of the committee's roles, the committee aims to oversee the provision of integrated social welfare services with some vulnerable groups, empowering community communities, participating in development through sustainable values programs, focus on youth entrepreneurship, capacity building, monitoring evaluation of maintaining of gender disability in children as well as elderly persons in responding to programs. There were also specific issues to the other committee to look at women in poverty, women's participation in the local economy, women in health, violence, and women in decision making. The two committees deliberated on issues such as the economic empowerment of women, violence, gender towards women, issue of children born in sexual services. We believe that the portfolio committee on social development in the province should engage the House of Judicial Leaders on the status of women, ensure the education program takes place in terms of domestic violence with regards to women, awareness on women's mindset shifts from events to deliverable, and we emphasize the need to monitor the existing of operative and harmful practices and the strengthening of families. Number 11, this captures our visits with the premier's office, specifically the Office of Statistics of Women. We will welcome by the DDG for the premier's office. And we will give it a bit of background as to the establishment of the office in the Eastern Bank and the challenges facing due to immigration. What the DDG is indicating some of the challenges faced by the Eastern voted for the same, but if we push the official program unit, and in particular focus on the tax win. We looked at the mandate of the official programs unit, which is to oversee maintaining and social inclusion of children and youth learners, all the factors and persons with disabilities through the implementation of national provincial policies and the constitution. We reviewed an outline of the core functions. In terms of 3.2, the key concerns that were raised by the ECU is that the current institutional arrangements and guidance and location are causing confusion in the reporting line coordination. The lack of coherence, distraction, specifically international structures, such as the Department of Women in the Presidency. I think here the ECU was saying the lack of the relationship between our departments and what they do, and particularly in terms of the strategic direction. So there is a lack of information that key policies of the department, the location of gender focal points, guests in departments have non-decision making, which results in some deserves and lack of decision making ability. The women intervention program. We were then given an overview of some of the specific sections for the Eastern Cape in terms of the district, and as well as 10.4 and the COVID nurses by the Office on the Protection of Women. 10.4.2 is at the equity related project in terms of women in management positions. As well as focus on the department of social development to specifically look at women's development projects. I think what is particularly helpful about this report has been given an indication for district, how many number of projects there were, the number of beneficiaries, and the allocation. And this is what the committee has been asking for as some national departments, and it's nice to see at the provincial departments at the provincial level what's actually happening in terms of women. I think 10.6 is quite important, the recommendations from the Office of the Statement of Women, which for clarity and strategic and policy direction to the Department of Women and more information on the status of the wage law. It also for clarity in terms of the current institutional action, the thematic and priority focus is the Department of Women and Women. In terms of that 11 and 12, we visited the CGE Eastern Cape Office. And the Eastern Cape Office under 11.1 provided us the provincial perspective in terms of the products and what the office was completed, the constitutes of fire support staff, service and entire Eastern Cape, which is an education officer, legal, provincial coordinator, provincial administrator, and office assistant. I think what the provincial coordinator did was outline its responsibility. We then move on to the public education information section. And what this section highlights for the CD in the Eastern Cape is what the Eastern Cape had focused on in terms of its legal clinics. Moving on to the next page, some of the key concerns the CGE raised for issues for Eastern Cape being or its usual leadership complaints, Spinside, Ukutara, Woodshop, and Cyprus Miller, initiation related death, gender discrimination, domestic violence, nation shared home, sexual harassment, discrimination by LGBTI persons and human trafficking. It also again noted the issue of teenage pregnancies were recorded. Teenage parents also reported a total of 232 cases, and that the highest was reported at Kwakipana Secondary School and in 2014 with 74 pregnancies. Just to highlight some of the issues under 11.2, public education and information department. Here the officer indicated what that particular office did and what they focused on in the East Cape. So similar to what the challenges were identified, the awareness and education information related those challenges. And that is all the areas that they visited, which is quite vast. They provided a full detail of all the municipalities. And then as well as what specifically they provided awareness data and information on, which is everything as noted. which required an additional scheme for increasing subsidies to implement the program. The Commission has also signed an MOU with the Provincial House of Judicial Leaders and Enterprise Committee to work with government departments to grant access to funds. In terms of the legal offices, there were 15 legal offices indicated. We were in total 15 legal clinics, and 8 of these clinics took place in rural areas. Again, Table 2 is just the highlights of the targets for the year and the actual achievements that they've exceeded all of these targets. As again indicated, they've done court monitoring, investigation in strategic maternity functions and so forth. The Commission also identified a community rights support centre, counseling centres as key partners. These seem to play an important role in terms of the dissemination of information and that's the principle for the Affordable Care Commission. I think this will also come up in our MPP. How does the CGE work? In such a vast area, and they're saying the strategic partner of key. That the strategic partner helps for referral as well as helps for dissemination of information. And then they also list where they held the executive hearings in the province and that they had follow-up meetings. In terms of the maintenance court, the CGE indicates that applicants were not properly informed of the maintenance procedures and what they were expected from them. But they did meet with the Department of Justice and Intellectual Development, legal office in the Eastern State to share support and findings. We had discussions, they also participated in discussion around the South African Law Reform Provision on the Witchcraft Protection Act and Ukudala, as well as the land rights of the Amendment Act. I think it's a pleasing note to note that even though the legal office is based in the Eastern Cape, they often really support the national matters as part of in terms of the mining of issues. Again, Table 3 provides us an outline with the type of complaints they receive for every quarter between 14 and 15. And in terms of the challenges that legal officer judges are seeing for the reviewing capacity, the committee informed that there is one legal officer to serve the population of approximately 6.5 million and no specific legal analysis to take it out. Legal officers have a huge, huge headcount. We saw when we visited the offices that the premises and the infrastructure in the effective functioning of the provincial office and the issues of challenge around public work and the provincial office. Also the safety of officials daily after hours. The severe danger of quality and the life safety of the vehicle is requiring investors to allow the source of coordinated efforts. There is a lack of compliance mechanisms due to disputes and change in institutional leadership. The CDAC four official leadership complaints are probably 14-15 other cases which will not resolve. The evidence of 2.3 to give an overview of stakeholder relations. Number 12 looks specifically at the outreach of the legal clinic we attended, which was in the Lakha village. And here provides LBS to what the purpose of the clinic was. The commission has invited the Buffalo City Metro Municipality, which is presented by the mayor, as well as the Department of Health and Relief. So there were other officials also present. At the clinic. So some of the challenges that were raised is one related to access to roads, access to healthcare, college transport, basic service delivery, and then were absolutely on that day's rain. And the challenge was just getting from the beginning of the road to the actual visit because it's mud, which is not part of the road. And lack of water and sanitation. We also then met with last year that Friday morning, Mati Manyani, Women's Support Center. The project coordinator provided us with an overview of what Mati Manyani is all about, and its purpose, and its relations with the Eastern Cape, and what it particularly did and offered. And then they also shared their feelings with Dr. Kutana and they watched the Matimanyani was brought five women to meet with the committee and they shared experiences on Ukutala. I think what stood out for us at older women who are required at a younger age in terms of functional academic, and still had challenges and were never really even supported to deal with what they had gone through. But in terms of observations, we've listed them under matters pertaining to land, so for water, due to the lengthy process of evolution of land claims, changing administration, in terms of the department's mandate changing, change of officials and the lack of land handover, this affects project development and viability. We've lacked mechanism to attract and monitor what funds, leaving funds of other departments were vested as the engagement team and what they were used for. We could see that we were lost. Many projects and money for that particular season, but we were not clear about expanding the money in and money out. We were competing into contained the land by both members of community and other external people, such as objectives, to show the challenge and impact of development. In terms of inter-community disputes, we made unresolved assessments for the possibility of farm observations and the scheme, particularly the seed partnership with Mandela and Agri and Stan to develop the agri-profit model. But the underlying issue is actually the lack of dispute resolution mechanisms with admission for restitution of land back and the profit, the lack of information to claim and provide the facts of the land claim and testing and taking to being claims to finalization. In terms of the Dikari farm, the farm, the sand farm with fewer members function better than large community on farms with diverse and competing interests. Despite proper farm management, such as farm and leisure capacity, the department has not been successful and able to procure official farms with Dikari farming. Outbreak of diseases such as CABD and subsequent quarantine for farmers affected the cash flow. The committee found there is not clear plan or support of the department and need to guard against such outbreaks, especially when they purchase livestock. In terms of limelight farming, there were key issues with sustainability, despite having a stable market to produce. Members were pleased about members' interested that the steer farmers in six and no farm could function properly prior to the name in the So after paying for the security, transport costs actually was only less than 5,000 names. We questioned how viable these things. In terms of training, that the members were concerned about the kind of training provided to farmers is informal and we seem to be now making an evaluation of the training by the mentor. The members were concerned that whether the sufficient training was offered to farm beneficiaries in order to produce crops, and whether there was any farmer training besides maintaining the infrastructure to perform safely. I think the training here was type of training you see, and what is the concern around the business management fund. In terms of funding, there was concern due to the limited funding and the office beneficiaries did not obtain the amount requested in terms of business plan, and therefore you would need to revise the business plan. In terms of diversification, so even though the farm owners were keen to look at particularly, it was important to look at how viable that would be before diversifying. In terms of support, the members questioned the support you're seeing from public, whether they were actually seeing support from other departments that think public entities, such as Department of Agriculture at the provincial level. I think the key issue is also about Department of Small Business Development. You can keep the concern about making sure that the farm goes to the next level, really small business to support the particular company. In terms of gender equity, it is a concern the farm is done by male and encouraged to run to the assistance of the beneficiary. Again, in terms of crop production, members question whether the farmer sowing the seeds that are primarily able to steal the harvest. The impact of global warming in terms of youth involvement, the community inquired into whether youth will be involved. And then lastly, in terms of the profit, the committee actually questioned whether the project is making a profit to maintain the project. In terms of cylinder farms, members are concerned that the farms don't see underutilized. Again, the issue of the electricity and expenditure. By the high school and arts department executive ways to reduce the expenditure. In terms of funding, again the concern was that funding is not provided over 3 years period in order to ensure the sustainability of the project. And again, the issue of training, and this quickly the training was offered to farm workers and it was sufficient, and whether the farm was actually making a profit. In terms of the large impact, observation. Cycle is taken in the forward border, EEN are close to each other, which implies the basket of the problem, and has not been taken into consideration. Response from the Commission that could not find the focus opposite in other areas, particularly in Minnesota. So the description why are we including funds? The opposite. There is poor leadership capacity, which impacts the time effective finalized plan. And members noted the concern the high turnover to stressful environment and poor communication and transparency of the administration by claims. In terms of teaching observations, that the one legal advisor identified staff members over the service entire eating environment, and this was raised a concern. The office space was not conducive, and the committee recommended the TGE for work, the good working relationship with the NGO, which we had met, Matiniani Support Center. The committee was a large issue raised by TGE relationship with the criminal justice committee. So in terms of conclusion, the committee thanked the Commission for the equality of the department and Massimo Nani for his actions. It should be noted that the proposed committee remaining decisions should not continue the diligence of macadamia farming, the basic school, and garden projects, which were arranged by the CGE to prepare the conditions as well as not successful. So again, in terms of recommendations, we've listed them according to land reports for the farms and the CGE. The committee recommended application of dispute resolution of the parties in conjunction with a social facilitator or special mediation in conflict resolution. Finalization of the process to constitute a formal legal entity, namely the CPA, and the department to facilitate further consultation process on the development of farming, agriculture, and other initiatives that must include the live people. In terms of the party, the department to farmers with the acquisition of a large farm to cater for farmers who urgently need an extension. The department to work with farm managers to mentor other young farmers in the area of the province. In terms of in-mark farms, the project should consider other alternative measures of capacity building such as using the agri-tech tech instead of relying only on the medical training. The farm should seek business advice before venturing into PD and ensure the project is economically viable. If the farm is intended to diversify, it should be indicated in the business plan as possible long-term intervention. The department and the beneficiary respond to some of the concerns and questions raised by the department, and specifically the department should assist farmers to revise the business plan as well nine the new budget of receiving lead funding from the new office, assist the farmers with training for beneficiaries and specifically the current tools offered to funding to switch with products. Ensure the mentorship of the program again, involve the departments of small business development, agriculture, fishery policy, university, social institution, and farmers association, and deal with emerging issues to assist in divine the business plan for the project once the budget has been approved, ensure the sustainability. In terms of Trinidad, it should investigate the issue of reducing income and the aim of reducing the cost of electricity, and try to example moving from a full-fledged explore a health system, an alternative energy source, and the means of reducing costs, providing a copy of the business plan to the committee, and ensure the project receives a multi-year budget to assist the planning of the project. In terms of the large impact, ensuring the location of sites that they should not cross each other, and swapping of utilities by the state. In this note, we are not expected to face the quality of the areas. We need to improve our communication planning. Finally, in terms of TGE, the TGE should pull more staff with additional officers and also pull its mandate more effectively as the officers have and staff. It should deal with the issue of occupation and support for the public work. National Treasury should allocate more funds to the TGE in order to assist this institution effectively deliver its mandate. And the CGE should be put in the committee and report to you in court once finalized. That's
okay. Thank you. Are there any areas that we appreciate the report, but we want to make additions in terms of the local education scheme. What we saw there was that the community is not involved in the dairy. It's only in the selling of the milk, and the cows that are there, they are for the strategic partner. So the community is not benefiting in that in that delegation. And then you wrote the supporting the Shakunis. I haven't seen any Shakunis there. I wouldn't say that because you didn't see any Shakunis. Probably when you reach the overhead ex officials, I'm not sure in this institution you go to the ex officials and do overhead before we come in. But when we were there, there were no ex officials. Because the strategic guy, when we asked him how long does it take for people to understand how the dairy works, he said it takes 10 years. I mean, there's no such. And those are the things that the government is misled in the value project of government. It doesn't take 10 years for people to understand how the dairy functions. We wouldn't have to do that. In Nazimu, there was a school called Solomon Nazimu School, and that school was efficient. It had figures, it had all kinds of farming, and I don't think they took any action there on the school to become sufficient. So the local people in that area, it should be clear that they're not benefiting in that irrigation scheme. The only people that benefit because all the cows that were in that irrigation scheme belong to a strategic person. Then when you go to the farm called Zikari, actually what I
saw the honorable sir, the excellent financials, because a lot of questions were actually given us to the right time.
I don't think
actually, sorry enough, I'm just adding, to actually reach the second that's going to practice, because there's a farmer who's doing his own thing at the expense of the second possible.
I think so. I agree with you, but when I read this report, it doesn't say that. If somebody reads this report, was not there when we did overtime, you wouldn't let that go to the report. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying when you do an overtime, what needs to be written is what needs to be written on the internet. Unless the committee wants to rewrite it any other way. Everybody in the background says the committee has been particularly concerned about discrimination experienced by women and girls on account of tradition, cultural, and religious issues. But it's not highlighted in the report. And that's very important. That in all the oversight, these are the three things that we must highlight. The concern that we have had as a committee to the experiences of women. It's not it. In each and every project that we highlighted here, how many women benefited in this project? Traditionally, did we address the traditional issues in Jok in terms of the education scheme? Those issues are not there. The issues of religious issues, how do they apply to women in the first black area? It's not there. The Zikani issue, I think what we also left as an oversight there was also to look at the conditions of the farm workers. Even where farmers are black farmers, if we look at the conditions of farm workers, we never look at that. I think it's an oversight, even though the oversight is probably the key. that is built into the relationship. Is that concerning fund? We never question the fund of the service of the African lady and the conditions of meeting workers in that locality. Maybe something that we have to make whenever we go into oversight, that we are looking everything in the holistic manner. The issue of the suspension, despite the French strategic partner there, who is the chairperson of the Eastern Cape Breeders Association, did not care in as far as the suspension, you know. And those are things that we were alive, that after six fathers experienced this, if it was a white farmer, that he would have had it, let's say. You see? And these are what officials are not questioning, despite that he's mentoring that farmer's relationship. Then you go to the next one. The fund, unfortunately, I was not in this fund, where they're spending more money on the relationship. Why don't they keep the relationship? If the first one, I tell you what, why don't they put in solar connection? Because even in solar connection, you can connect internet and all that. Why doesn't the department insist that they must have solar connection? Because there's a lot of satellites. I mean, crazy. What is that? I don't know how we call it. The sun in Africa is too much. It can give you connection in terms of plants and all that, so we can function properly. Even this one of the substitution is that it is on a solar connection. The other thing that we will also look at is the borrowing of loans with the leverage, how we assist farmers to repay the loans, especially that the farmer there is a woman. How do we protect her from this? How do we force the labor, I mean the labor, or women, maybe they have to, or, I don't know, give them a year before they pay, I mean they pay their loans or something. But these are some of the things that we must also the issue of the lodgement price. What we read the risk institution is not covering women that are African and have lost their leg through cultural discrimination, which is not like the race happy that women normally when they have died, they would be kicked out of their home, they by relatives and all that, and the restitution law does not cover those issues. And this is not something that is in the act, it's something that was overlooked by the act. And they said they were going to look at those issues. Unfortunately, neither are not yet encouraged to go in. They are then take out of this cultural discrimination. The other thing that we raised in the restitution was the 1938 Act, that they only look at, I want to put the way I said it right, that the military innocent that they are not. And so these are areas where the 87% of the land, I remember how I phrased that, but basically it says that 87% of the land is not touched. They're not talking about the restitution department, is not telling us how are they touching that particular land. They are only talking about those that are changed. The land that is complete is not addressed in terms of restitution. I don't know how to say this, but what I said is that it should be that I don't understand all the time they talk about only land that people know. What about those that people do not know? Oh, because People have died. If the person is 19, 30 years down, people have died. Many people don't know which land belongs to who. They died. But as long as the land is not changed, so they don't talk about it as part of it. So that is something that I really understand. We are not informed about the land that is not changed. Only the land that is changed by a few people which is probably 2% or 3% of the land that is changed.
Thank you, Chair, and also thank you for the report. I think it's a good report based on what your intentions were according to what you all have. But I think going forward, you know, I think it's like you have a clear understanding of what we need to do based on the problems that we need that we are actually driving. And I think we need to maybe sit down and I know this way the Parliament is doing things, but I think for us to be well informed of what it is that we want to achieve when we go forward. This is very evident with what Honorable Chiru is highlighting and also what we saw in the report, because for me it's very difficult to contribute because I didn't really know exactly what I should be looking for, especially when it comes to economic empowerment. So I don't know like if there's any way to share that we can actually maybe when we go out there for the overcast, then we know exactly the industry that we're going into and what how our women can be empowered within that industry. So that we don't find ourselves in a situation like in mine whereby women they don't take part in any technical of job opportunities and we are not informed like you know, I don't have an understanding of that industry exactly. So it's very difficult for me to advocate for women in the environment that I'm not familiar with. So I think maybe also it's the same thing also with the legislative case as well. So I think, I know it's a new, this mandate that we have of economics is new to all of us. So I would just like to say, that next time when we're going, next time, because that's what I've been told, you'll be going to Limpopo, you don't even know where you're going to Limpopo. So I think maybe we should have maybe a clear understanding of what we should be looking for. Because then, as you said, we need to go back again to the Eastern Cape, to the same fund and find out our recommendations, you know, were they accepted, is there any change? But I think from the get-go, when you go there, you know exactly what you're looking for and make sure that, you get the answers for our there's one other thing that I wanted to ask, then when we went to the sexual development, they spoke about the child marriage in the Eastern Cape is going down, the level of child marriage, they said that it can't, I don't really remember that. No, the initial government. They went for the study in Kenya, and from there they learned a way of how to do it. So, and then we said to them, can we please, you know, try to, you know, set up the subject that they need, so they don't have that. But I didn't see you mentioning that in the report. But otherwise, I think, you know, we have to realign our strategic approach to the format we go forward. Thank you, Chair. I want to endorse what you said, my colleague Norton. I think it's very valuable because I don't know in with a bit of background to better understand the importance of services and actions of our lovely own world. But I also just want to raise something else that we went there together with another commission, the Rural Development. So I'm not sure what their reports look like and whether issues that we might want to go back and look at are already being done by them. Perhaps they have got that. So I think we do need to have a greater synergy to know that we're not wasting our time going back. The going back is very important. Because I remember from trips to Lady Frere and the Queenstown area way back in 2004, where we raised really serious issues about the irrigation not being available to the villages. When we went back so many years later, nothing had been done. So we've got to be careful that things don't fall through the cracks because one department is doing it and the other one isn't. It would actually be perhaps a waste for us to go back if it has already been done. So if we can perhaps just look at that coordination and make sure that the money is spent is well spent. Thank you.
say to compare what you with honorable Abby. But mine is saying it's responsible for keeping able to invite the Department of Rural Development to give them the sense of what we are seeing in the same case. And also would like them to know, for example, the issues that were raised during the overdraft, so that we can be able to tell them and also to ask them to go and give to those funds for them, maybe to give them the time frame for them to look at those issues that were raised in the report, and so that we can give them the time frame to address the next couple of comments on the issues that were raised. And also on the CCE, whether they have able to look at some of the metrics during the overhead. And I would also like to say that according to the issue of the access of roads there in the major area, we are getting the major municipalities, Minister of Transport and CTA, and also together with the deputy, we will report additional to the Minister of Transport. They will be able to make a follow-up on the issue because we have seen such a thing there that the people in this area were not moving even as a member of the municipal community to what they were doing. Because some of our members have just gone back and going through to the legal team. And the other thing is I would like to report special content to that as member of the municipal community to say, now as members of this municipal community, when we go to officers, it's all of us, upon us to go there and meet with the people, not just to look out at our needs only, just to lead the people. So I would like to say, maybe in the next time, when we go for over, we must give time as members to meet with the people instead of us disappearing without going to the people. Because I know the people there at the bigger city, they were waiting for us, for all the members of parliament today. But it was an embarrassment for this committee to have only few members that were there in the legal team. Other members would just disappear. I would also like the portfolio committee to say, when we go for orders, we must make sure that all of us can go there, not that some other members of the country, especially when we are going over to the people in the church.
Thank you.
children going to be able to say the name? So what's no answer? No answer. But I understand what it is now. The character of children is the character of children. But technology is going to be able to do it. Because of the training to answer the question. The children.
When I was raising my child, the 1918 Act says 87% of the land is arable. That arable land was given to white people. 13% was given to African people. Which of them said the homeland? So the homeland, that is 30% that was given to African people, it is the one that has been pledged. As we speak now, take for an example the Mokopane one. In Mokopane, that's where African people stay. Yes? That is the 13% we're talking about, which has been pledged. So what I was saying is the Department of Land Reform is not giving us a report on the 87% of the land. That is not being changed. Because people who are supposed to take that land have long gone out of out of the living. They're not going to get it. And we wouldn't know about that land. You understand what I'm saying? Just like my family, I think it's really the issue that in my family, my grandmother and father stayed in Bantule, in Marasa. We never gave the land, so we don't know the papers, where are the papers and who has the papers. And they went to Lebselmon. Even in Lebselmon, we don't have the papers. All of us assume what we know that they used to stay next to that tree, you know, next to that tree before the cemetery. So, and all of us don't have the papers. They went to Pinafet after staying in Harampua and Akins. They've been moved more than 5 times. We don't have those papers, I can tell you, in our family. So, what about the others? I'm talking about people who were born in 1908. What about people who were born in 18 whatever, who stayed wherever, and they died during the 1930s, they died in the 1930s and all that. After they were removed in 1930, all that land, nobody can account for that land. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying the department needs to give us that information because it's there in the DIS office. The DIS office knows that whoever stays there and has the license is also, I'm not sure if they have title. I'm just asking.
And one of the MPLs last year said, you know how they got the land in 1913?
A white person who used to gallop from this corner to the next corner to get paid. And gallop from this corner to that corner to get paid. And everybody who was within that facility was the most. You see? So they didn't even have titles if they gallop with that person. So it means that even the people who were found there, who were staying there before they cut off, those people didn't have packages. So we will know. But that land must belong to the state. It has to belong to the state.
Thank you.
Thank you.